Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Message number 26. The title of the message is Kingdoms Principles, Part 1. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. This message and the rest of the series of this message will come from Matthew 18. For this part of the message, we will read Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us in our life. Thank you for your word. And thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit who lead us into victory, Lord. Anoint my lips and anoint your word and anoint the heart and mind and the ears of your people, O Lord, that they will hear your voice and the message will bring glory to you, that your name will be lifted up and glorified. Lord, arrange the message and let the message, O Lord, bring salvation, healing, deliverance, hope, understanding, answer for questions, and a clear mind to your people. Take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make the message, your word, reach to those who are waiting to hear your word and to be enlightened by your way. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Here the disciples, they came to the Lord and they asked him, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They ask a question. But from that question, the Lord have discerned certain things wrong in the heart and mind and thought of his disciples. It is not only a wrong question, but it is wrong to ask such kind of question. The Lord, in response to that, he called a little child and had him stand among them, because now he have to make an illustration so that they will not forget it. If you would speak it, they may forget. But he called a child and the child came and make the child stand so that they can hear the word of God and they can see illustration on the word of God, so they will not forget it. So there's an audio impact and there's visual impact for the message. And he said to them, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The first principle or kingdom principle from Matthew 18, we can say clearly that you have to be like a little children. We have to be like a little children. The Lord say, "I tell you the truth." Here, that is the truth that we have to know and we have to put clear in our mind, that we have to be like little children. The Lord say, unless you change. So what he is telling them and he is telling us, God want to see a real changes in our life, a real transformation in our life. You know, to be born again is not that you accept Christ only, but that should be shown in your life as a real change. There are many who have received Christ, but there's no change in their life. The same bad attitude, behavior, wrongdoing is continue going in there in life unless you change. So they have to be changed, and the Lord had put clearly what the changes have to be in your life. You have to be changed and become like little children. There will be a transformation, so there will be a change, and then you get to transform to become like a little children. What is the little children? What to be like little children is to behave and to have the character and the attitude of the child, not to be a childish. But there are certain things in the child that God wants us to notice and to apply in our life. Little children, if you see a parent and you see their children, when they will speak with their children or they order their children, we find that the children are obedient and submissive to their parent. Whatever the parent will say to the child would obey. Sometimes the children are naughty, but finally they will obey the parents. They will fear the parent. They will respect the parent. They are submissive to the parent, and they are doing that not out of compulsion, but out of love, out of respect, out of reverence to the parent. And hear the Lord. He wants you to be changed and transformed to be like a little child, because the Lord wants you to obey Him. The Lord wants you to be submissive to Him, to His word, to His rules, to His ways, to His command. So the Lord used the illustration as a child. He wants us to learn from the children that as the children obey their parents, the little children obey and they are submissive, and they cannot manage without being with the parents, so that that is the way they are obeying them. God wants us also to obey Him and His word and His command. Not only that, you know, the children, when even the parents are disciplining them, spanking them, or correcting them and rebuking them, they are open to discipline, they are open to correction, they are open to be rebuked and spanked, so that they will grow up in the right way. And also, when the parents spank the children and discipline them, we find still the child love the parent, happy with the parent. He may cry for a short time, but after that, when the parent called the child hug the parent and they will say sorry, and they are happy that the parent calling them again and hugging them, cherishing that love in the same way. God wants us to be open to Him, to His correction, to His discipline, to His rebuke, even punishment, even the hurt of the discipline. No discipline seem, you know, the word of God is saying in Hebrew chapter 12 that say that no discipline is pleasant at the time that we get the discipline. It is painful. Hebrew chapter 12 verse 11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. You know, the Lord disciplines us for our good, and His discipline is painful. But as a child is happy, still he is happy with that discipline of the parent, and still when they call him, he come back to them and he hug them and he kiss them and he ask forgiveness. The same way God want us to behave. Like little children in response to his discipline for us. The Lord today in his message, he wants a real transformation. A real transformation, a real change in the life of his disciple. The Lord said, unless you change and become like a little children, what are the things that are seen in the little children? The children have faith in their parents. Whatever the parent will say, the children will take that word for granted. And they will say, my daddy say and my mommy say like that, so it is like that. Because I hear dad and mom say that. They have faith in what their parents are saying. The same here, as a children of God. As a disciple of the Lord, we need to have faith in the word of God and what God had said. What the Lord has said, that is for sure. That is for granted. There is no change. There is no second thought or double-mindedness about it. We need to have full faith in what God had said so that we will be ready to enter the kingdom of God. So to be like a little child is to have full faith in what God had said and what his word dictates. What else in the life of the children that God want to see in our lives? The child, even those who are naughty or those who are sometimes they are not responding at once to the parents, but finally there was a response. What is in the child unique? The children, they have a clean, innocent heart. You know, they don't have politics. They don't have agenda. They don't have manipulation. They don't have malice or evil thoughts or some plots or conspiracy or even plans. The children, they are clean-hearted. You know, the children, most of the time, they are innocent. The little children, they are innocent. They don't know how to lie. But when they will grow, they will learn lying. They will learn lying. Here the Lord say, he called a little child. The little children are innocent, clean heart. They don't have malice. They don't have corruption. They don't have manipulation. They don't play politics. And the Lord want us to be like little children, innocent, clean hearted, no wrong motive, no wrong thought in our life. God wants us to be pure. God wants his disciple to be pure. You know what he say? The Lord say, unless you change, unless you change, you know, the Lord say, unless you are born again, you will not enter the kingdom of God. We are born from the parent by the flesh. But when we receive Christ, when we repented and we receive Christ, we are born again. To be born again is to be changed and to be transformed. In the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 7, he say, you used to walk in these ways. Which ways? The sinful way. In the life you once lived. That's verse 7. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. The word here, you used to walk in these ways. You were doing all this immorality, purity, lustful desire, greed, idolatry, idol worship, wrongdoing, stealing, fighting, conspiring, malice talk, filthy language. But now is the time for you to be changed. But now you must rid yourself of all such things. All these things you need to rid yourself of. You need to throw all these things away. You need to be changed and be like little child, so that you will enter the kingdom of God. The Lord want a real changes. You know, when the disciple, they came to the Lord and they asked him, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It means that they did not understand Christ at all. It is not who is the greatest, but who can do the best. The question, Lord, how I can do my best to you? How I can be more effective, Lord? Lord, I want to serve more. I want to be more fruitful in my life. The way here, the answer of the Lord is to be like a little child. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. God wants us to humble ourselves. How we humble ourselves? We need to get rid of all these things. We need to get rid of disobedience, our own ways of life. We need to believe the Father. We need to believe the plan of God, the will of God. As the children, they believe fully their parents. God wants us to be transformed and fully believe God, fully submissive to Him, fully accepting His will, and fully accepting His discipline, correction, and rebuke, and direction from Him. God wants us to have a clean heart, clean mind, clean thoughts, so that we will not be entangled with the worldly things. We will not be sidetracked and misled with the wrong direction. So that the way for us to enter the kingdom of God will be open. Matthew chapter 18 verse 5. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. Now we'll move to the second principles. The second principle of kingdoms principle. The first one is to be like a little child. The second principle is to walk and to put hand with those who are little children or little child. You know, the Lord say, whoever welcome a little child like this in my name, welcome me. God call us to walk and to work and to cooperate with faithful people. Those who are like a little children of God, like a little child. Those who are humble, those who are clean heart, those who are obedient to the Lord, those who have faith in God. God called us to work with them, to cooperate with them, and to have ministry with them. You know, I have seen people. They know every church, and they know every pastor, they know every ministry, but I doubt if they have come to know Christ. Now, God does not want us to work with such kind of people. God does not want us to work with people who concentrate on politics, manipulation, they have agenda, they have wrong motives in the ministry. God does not want us to put our hands with them. We may try to correct them, but if they don't respond, we should not welcome them and continue to walk with them. In Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, The word of God say, he who walk with the wise grow wise, but the companion of fool suffer harms. God does not want us to do service and ministry with those evil doers, to those who are in sin, to those who are having wrong motive. Because we are not welcoming Christ, we are welcoming devil. We are welcoming destruction. In Psalm 1 verse 1, the word of God say, blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. You know, God does not want us to get the counsel and the advice of the wicked people and put them into practice. God does not want us to go and get advice from people who are doing ministry in a wrong way or in a wrong principle. And sometimes we even don't go to ask them, but we just imitate. We are seeing from far what they are doing, and we are doing what they are doing. No, that's not the way the Lord wants us. God wants us to do ministry according to His word. What His word say, we apply. Those who follow Christ and those who obey His word, we do ministry with them. We put ourselves with them and take their example as a good example for us. God called us not to stand in the way of sinners. God called us not to take the wrong principle of the word and put it as a principle for our lives. God does not want us to have fellowship with evildoers, even those believers who does not follow Christ. God does not call us to have fellowship with them. We may go to correct, to impact the gospel, the message, but if they are not willing to respond, then we are free from such concern. We are not called to continue to go along with them. God called us to put ourselves and our service with faithful people. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, the Lord say, I am sending you like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as a shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Now here, we have to be shrewd as snakes. We find people externally, they look like holy people. But when we go near, we see many Pharisees, inclinations, many wrongdoing and manipulation and politics and agendas in their life. We need not to intermingle with them. We need to be shrewd as snakes how to handle them. God call us to be like little children, to be clean, pure heart, clean heart, and to be choosy to work and cooperate and put to hand together and walk together with people who are pure and clean in heart. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Teach us your ways always and guide us. We pray that you take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it, Lord, to those who are in need of your word. Oh God, I pray for everyone who take the message. Anoint him and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, those who are willing to follow, enable them, change them, transform them. And I pray out of the message, many disciples, they will follow you, oh God. And I pray that you put in our heart the clean things of yours, the pure things of yours, the admirable things of yours, the praiseworthy things of yours, the noble things of yours. And Lord, direct us with the right people, Lord. Those who are obedient to you, put us with them to save you, Lord. And those who are disobedient, Oh God, take us away from them, O Lord. Guide us and watch over us. Lord, I pray you enable everyone who has a willing heart to follow. Enable him that this message will be alive in his life. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.